listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed. This is part two of the message entitled
2016 is the year of love. Come on and give the Lord some praise. God, we praise you. 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 Don't stop, run, preacher.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For you are holy.
Holy God.
Holy.
Are you Lord God? There was a man that went to the prophet. He said to the prophet, how many times will I be able to win against my enemies? The man of God said to him, take your bow and your arrow and begin to shoot in the ground. The man of God did not tell him how many times. So the man took out his bow, he took out his arrow, and he shot into the ground three times. The man of God looked at him and said, because you only decided to shoot three times, then you shall only defeat your enemies three times. Let me explain this to you. When you come to the house of God, you must know that you have come to a dreadful place, and it is a place that can overthrow, somebody shout, every situation. But you must know that all of it is not You play a part. So when somebody said to you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, run. I'm telling you, I'm going to run until you tell me that God said, enough. I'm going to run until I pass out. When the anointing of God is in the house for clear worship. You see, I want you to understand, because there are times when the praise and worship team get up and they have to pump a hallelujah out of you. And sometimes you shout a hallelujah even though you didn't feel anything. Hello? But when the naked anointing of God, I'm talking about God in the raw, when God becomes magnified, then you must move into action. Come on, somebody, and bless God. Because you see, it's not every Sabbath day. And even though there is a mission, I said, Lord, burn down the house. Come, nudge your neighbor and said, let the Lord have his way. And if all that God wants today is praise and worship, then Lord, take praise and worship. In the year 2015, the Lord has sent some powerful messages in the hearing of his people. One of them that I deemed to be most powerful was the message that we should protect the borders of our mind. In that message, he talked to us about the power of focus. Another powerful word that he sent was wasted power. Here we are, just hours into 2016. And how many of you know that God is a God of numbers? So what are we expecting to see in 2016? 2016 is the year of love. And the question is, what is love? Most of us would deem it as a great affectionate feeling that you feel towards someone. And I'm here to let you know that is not what love is. Love is a law. In that law, we have feelings and we have emotions. But because the most powerful meaning of love is that it is a law, our emotions and our feelings should not dictate how we behave. While it is the year of love, a lot is incumbent upon the people of God. Because where people think love is, folly takes place. And lawful things take place. So in our time, we celebrate Sweet 16. When a boy reached 16 or a girl reached 16, they think they know it all. Not your neighbor and say, watch yourself. If the truth be told, I could narrow this down to say it's going to be a year of deception where your own heart is going to try to trick you. Hello? Because a lot of us are going to do some things based on feelings. But I am here to give to you a warning. This is the year when you must become cognizant, sober, and focused. Hello? Because it is in the midst of joy that some crazy things are going to take place. I know that you may have already made your New Year resolution, But can I tell you that this year is going to be a testing year? Can I tell you that this year you have to be careful how you think you know that you know that you know? Because when you think that you know, that's when you find out that you don't know. Some great catastrophic things are going to take place still this year. But if you are focused, if you are vigilant, if you are sober, it shall be well with you and your house. I said, I bring you a word. If you are vigilant, if you are sober, if you are watchful, then it shall be well with you and your house. When I thought about all that is wrapped up in 2016, it brought me back to a message I preached before, that I am a prevailing seed. And the time has come that you must know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you will be carried about by all different kinds of wind. Hello? Hello? The word of the Lord charges, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's why I said that senior deacon have said so much. Not your neighbor, it's your neighbor. Don't look at me. Look at you. Said, neighbor, don't love me just yet. Love you. Because until you love you, you can love no one else. The word of the Lord take it so far that he said that you shouldn't even care about your own stuff. He said that you should care about the things of others. But then you see the stupid love says, why should you care about my stuff when you got your stuff to worry about? Huh? Then you have to say, you foolish nincompoop. Don't you know that if you care about my stuff, you don't have to worry about your stuff? Because God is a God of fear judgment. And when you take care of my stuff, God is going to take care of your stuff. And as you take care of my stuff, God provides somebody. Come on, boy. God provides somebody to take care of your stuff. This is how our God works. Now you wonder why some of us can't make it? Because you're all by yourself. A group of people came together. Lay hand on each other's shoulder. Lay hand, right hand on the shoulder. And they said that we've learned how God got angry and he destroyed the earth with a flood. And we are going to make sure that that never happens again. Hello? But it took the power of focus. And it took a sober mind, and it took hard work and diligence. Come on now. And when God saw that the people were determined, oh, get up and get determined. When God saw that the people had one heart, come sweetie, one heart. Somebody shout, one heart. The people have one mind. Stand up on your feet and said, we can win any battle.
We can win any battle.
Come on, open your mouth and declare that again.
We can win any battle.
With one mind.
With one mind.
We can win.
We can win.
seated. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles quickly. Put it on the screen, the scripture reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not that which I just spoke about, love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, which simply means that if you have not love in your heart, you could dance all you want to, you could stomp your feet as hard as you want to, until this unconditional love hits your bloodstream, you're making noise. Noise. And though I have the gift of prophecy. So you said, oh, senior pastor can prophesy. Hello? And she understands all mysteries. And the apostle have all the knowledge in the world. And Bishop Shaw has all faith. And Dr. Brown can remove mountains. And if we have not love, we are nothing. You see all the things you can do without love? It doesn't mean that because somebody gives you something, they love you. Though you are getting gifts, and though you are being told some beautiful things, I tell you that love is a law. Get me to the next verse. And though I bestowed all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt. Hello? Like some people said, you know, I'm a very good Christian, and I'm just going to wait until God send me that wife, and I'm going to wait until God send me that husband. But Lord, you know that I want to be held. Lord, you know I'm longing to be kissed, and I'm longing for someone just to, I want to love you and treat you right. Lord, I'm dying to hear somebody say that to me. But I'm going to honor you, Lord, and I'm just going to wait on you. Yes, you should do that. But if there's no love in your heart, it means nothing. Charity. Love has long suffering. How many of you walk far from some people in here just because they lied on you maybe 3 years ago? Hello? You said, I cut that person off. As a matter of fact, I draw a thick line. Hello? Love suffer long. Love is kind. Okay? Hello? Sister, love suffer long. And love is kind. Love envieth not. Hello? Hello? Love is not braggadocious. It's not proud. It is not boastful. Do you know that some folks don't come out to church if they think they don't have a new outfit to wear? And some people look in the mirror and go, I'm not going to church today because I know I put on some weight, and I can't find anything that really gonna hide the weight. So, you know, and I'm tired of wearing that one black dress. By now they have my picture down pat. Love don't see that. And love is not puffed up. Now, your neighbor said, how are we gonna make it through 2016? So somebody's gonna get you upset, rub you the wrong way. Love does not puffed up. Said, yes, sweetie, you upset me. You rubbed me the wrong way. But I love you. Let's fix it and move on. it doeth not behave itself unseemly. Did you hear me? Because sometimes you can't even wait for the service to be over so that you can tell a person a little piece of your mind. When you feel yourself feeling like that, know that it is just a feeling. Come on and shout amen and rebuke that feeling, because that is not love. And you do the total opposite of what you feel like doing. Walk over and said, my brother, we got some things to straighten out. Man, I heard that you say X, Y, Z. Did you really say it? Because to tell you the truth, I don't believe it. Because you could never say anything like that, man. You're my brother. Then your brother feels so ashamed. If he's guilty, say, yo, man, the devil got into my heart. Because sometimes the devil do get in our hearts. Come. And let you come to church all puffed up. Not your neighbor. And say, neighbor, get that demon out of your cheekbones. Put a smile on your face. Do it not behave itself unseemly, seek it not her own. There we go again, her own. It is not easily provoked. And love think no evil. Why do you think that everything you hear is gospel? Some of the things you're hearing are lies. Hello? Don't you know that sometimes some people want to get close to you and they have to bring some news to you thinking that they're going to make you feel like we are friends? Hello? You never thought about asking them, what did you say when all of that was being said? And love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Somebody wave your hand and praise God. Love beareth all things. So I can slap you, and we still go have dinner together. Love bears all things. And believe it, all things. When I tell you that I didn't say that, you ought to believe me. You know? And love hopeth all things. Now back to being a prevailing seed. When you are a prevailing seed, nothing can stop you from growing. Did you hear me? So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it does not matter what comes my way. This year, I am going to prevail. Now turn to your neighbor and look them eyeball to eyeball and say, neighbor, I have no intention of hurting you. But if you think I've hurt you, come to me and let us make it right. Because I will not allow anything or anyone to hinder my progress this year. Do you know why? You know why? Because if God so help you to see 2017, it is going to be a glorious year. Because 7 is God's prophetic number. But you must come through the wilderness to obtain the blessings. So I give you the charge. The charge for 2016 is no complaining. You may not have a new dress, but you still have loads of dresses. Maybe your shoes are so old, all of them can make one good pair, but you still got more than one. I said, somebody had to bless God. And I'm about to send it to you. Somebody had to bless God.
Gifts with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One.
like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed.
To dwell with